Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we finished with question number 6. Listen as we go on to question number 7.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Let's go on to the next question, please. Dear Pastor Bloom, I was reading in Ezra how the people were discouraged by opposition and the temple building was halted. And I believe the enemy was victorious in convincing the people that their own happiness and needs were more important. Now, I said Ezekiel, my friend, let me excuse that and just say it was Ezra, not Ezekiel, okay? Now, let me continue reading. But the truth is our needs will be met as God's needs are put first. Thank goodness for old Haggai for preaching the truth and getting people stirred up once more. But here comes the enemy again. To God, we could stay with the truth as it is written, read, and preached. There's no room to slide in any direction if we keep slap dab in the middle of God's steps, okay, and His leading. So what is your thoughts as we see the same things happening in Ezra's day happening today? Well, that's a long question, is it not? And so I'm going to try to answer this for those people. And it's really not a long answer, so I hope that it does answer it. And I said, praise the Lord. You're showing a great deal of discernment, and you got it from your own personal study of the Word of God in daily devotions. We don't want to do as Elijah and think that we're the only ones standing for the truth, righteousness, and holiness. When he ran from Jezebel, he ran further from trust. That is, from trust in God. We are never alone if we're walking with him. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And then when you jump down to chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 of 1 John, he says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When the fear of man threatens to cover me with its snare, I must realize it is not a time to flee the confrontation. When we flee man out of fear and therefore do not stand for the truth the Word is addressing in that very situation, we are then fleeing from God even further. Now keep it in mind that as the local church and pastors drift from the truth, the more it will hate the truth when others speak it. Jesus said in John 7 and verse 7, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that its works thereof are evil. So my friend, in looking at your question, yes, it is true. The people were discouraged by opposition. The temple building had been halted. And it seems the enemy was victorious in convincing the people that their own happiness and needs were more important. But the truth is that for us, our needs are met when God's needs are first, when God's will is first. Now, there was a Haggai preaching the truth and getting the people stirred up once more time. But again, the enemy came back and tried to stop it. And ours is to stay with the truth. That's why we need to be daily in God's Word, meditate in God's Word, and live according to God's Word. There's no room to slide in any direction. And if that's what was happening in Ezra's day, it seems even worse today in this day. So my friend, please learn to walk with Jesus Christ and stay to Him. You can take a stand, but understand you also need to learn how to withstand the attacks of the devil. Well, we're moving right along here, so let's go on into our next question. A Calvinist wrote to ask about a story he sent to me about a man who had just watched a heart transplant, then likened it to the new heart when we receive Christ as Savior. So I answered him this way. I'm so very thankful for the new man placed in me the day I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. One thing you could say a loud amen about and be 100% right is I did not deserve it at all. However, that old nature is still with me, and I have the same dilemma as the Apostle Paul, except I fell far worse than even Paul failed in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. And now I know that for some people that is a problem because they don't think anything ever happened in his life, that is in Paul's life, that could ever be considered wrong. But Paul himself talked about it. And let me just share a little bit of that from Romans chapter 7, because I think it's important here. In Romans 7, 15 through 25, this is the Apostle Paul. The Holy Ghost is giving him every word to write. So these words are true. They're not just suppose this happened. No, he said this happened. He says, for that which I do, I allow not. For that I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Boy, I think all of us have been there, haven't we? For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, worn against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now listen to what is stated next. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ the Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, do you see there what he's saying? He is very quick to point this out and say this. He wasn't altogether right with God himself, that he had this daily fight. Things that he wouldn't want to do, he ended up doing. And the things that he wanted to do, he ended up not doing. So, if you said that about me and that I felt even worse than that, you'd be right. You could say another loud amen and be 100% right as well. Now, the guy, after I sent that back to him, writes me this question. Well, my point, a heart transplant, we get imperatives that are required to keep that new heart working. And if you don't allow, bad things happen. You've got to allow those things to be done, and you've got to follow them. My Lord gives me imperatives when I receive a new heart, and only those with a new heart can understand. No matter how much you jump up and down, railing against abortion, homosexuality, drinking, dancing, but not too often about greed and consumerism, then on to Supreme Court politics, etc. Read that I sent earlier about Rome, and remember Paul's letters were to church and not to world. Why do you preach that way? That is not how Paul preached. But you have a tendency to attack men as Calvin. Augustine, by the way, Augustine was a Catholic pope, etc. Funny to me, he is defending a Catholic pope, with John Calvin admitted that he got much of his belief from reading Augustine, that Catholic pope, the same one who taught that baby baptism brought about salvation, and he supported Mariology, worshiping Mary, when he could have changed the direction to the truth in that era. So that's why he got on to that. Well, my answer came to him. For me, 1 Corinthians 4:3 is the attitude of Paul, and I accept it, although I'll never in this life be the spiritual giant he was. But I have the same Holy Ghost as he. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. My friend, far greater than your opinion is the judgment seat of Christ. In James 3, 1 and 2, it says, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Talking about us as teachers and preachers of the word, okay, about being masters. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And again, that's James 3, 1 and 2. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it says, Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, there is some merit to the type a heart transplant presents. But one must remember that types are the shadow, not the substance. Joseph was a type of Christ, but not the substance. Jesus Christ is not a type of God. He is God. Types, as shadows, are never exact or perfect, but they may be good for illustration. For an example, I would not equate a physical heart to a spiritual being, a new nature. But some types can be drawn from it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.